This is ATCCommunication.com, audio lesson number 11.
Carolina 1445, this is Albuquerque Center on Air. Contact Albuquerque on 120.95.
I'm your host, Jeff Canarish. Let's say today you're flying VFR, and you want to pick up flight following from an en route air traffic control center. Where can you look to find an en route center frequency? It depends on what you have on hand. If you have FAA printed en route charts, such as an en route high or an en route low chart, you will find the nearest en route sector frequency in a little postage stamp box scattered on the chart. Take a look at the illustration of a low en route chart that I included in the show notes for this lesson, or pull out one of your own en route charts. See it there? Simply find the box, the postage stamp box, nearest your location on the chart, and dial in that frequency. You're on your way. But if you're using Jepson charts, well, the low en route charts have the frequency in boxes on the chart, just like the government-issued charts do, but the en route high charts have no frequency boxes whatsoever. But there is a table of en route frequencies in the margin of the high chart. Well, great, because this table is just about worthless. It lists frequencies by en route center, Chicago Center, for example, but there are no locations associated with each frequency. So how are you supposed to know which one you want to use? Well, you can guess. You have to keep guessing by looking at that table, and good luck trying to get it right. Most of us tend to fly around with sectional charts when we're going VFR. And sectional charts don't even have any en route center frequency information on them anywhere. Sure, you'll find tower frequencies and approach control frequencies, but you happen to be flying away from radio or radar range of any of those facilities, you're out of luck. There's nowhere to look to get an en route frequency. So, what you might end up having to do is what I ended up doing yesterday. And I'm not proud of it, but here's the story. There we were flying along in flight at flight level 370, that's 37,000 feet, going from, maybe I shouldn't say where we're going from to where. Anyways, Albuquerque Center said, airliner 1445, contact Albuquerque Center on 12. Oh, damn. I just made a big mistake. Captain was flying, I had the radios, and when Albuquerque Center started to give me the new frequency, I reached for the wrong radio tuner and started to spin in the new frequency. Which radio tuner did I happen to spin? It was the one that Albuquerque was already talking to me on, so the second I spun in the new frequency, I immediately cut him off before he can finish telling me what the new frequency is. Well, most aircraft radios have a window to hold a standby frequency and a window to hold the active frequency. Normally, you tune the new frequency into the standby window and then hit the transfer switch to move the new frequency to the active side. When you hit the switch, not only does the new frequency go active, the formerly active frequency moves into the standby window. This is a great feature, because if the new frequency that goes active does not work, you can always just hit the transfer switch again and bring the old working frequency back onto the active side. It's really hard to make a mistake. Not so on the Boeing 757. On the 75, each radio control head has two windows, but you can tune a new frequency into either one. And again, if you look at the illustration I have of a 757 radio control head there, you'll see that instead of a transfer switch, the 75 has a flip-flop switch. The flip-flop is a toggle switch that points either to the left frequency window or to the right frequency window, and whichever side the toggle is pointing to, that's the side that's active. Normally, a smart pilot will put a new frequency into the window not currently active and then push the flip-flop toggle towards that window. A smart pilot will also take note of which side of the toggle is pointing to before putting in the new frequency, and then make sure that the new frequency goes into the side that the toggle is not pointing to. Well, for some reason, though I've done it correctly a bazillion times, yesterday I rolled the first couple of digits into the active window, that is the side the flip-flop switch was pointing to. My intent was to roll the new frequency into the non-active side as the controller gave me the frequency, but head-up butt syndrome was in effect, and I ended up trying to enter the new frequency into the window currently in use. Because of my special trick, I immediately cut off the controller before he could give me the rest of the new frequency. Bye-bye, Albuquerque Center, bye-bye. I hardly knew ye, and I can't, or I should say I couldn't remember ye, which means, one, I have a non-working frequency tuned in, two, the non-active radio frequency was also worthless because it was tuned to an en route sector we had left about 200 miles ago, and that's the problem with flying at the speed of stink. Things move away from you real fast. And three, we use Jepson en route high charts, which don't have center frequencies listed by location, as I mentioned earlier. However, comma, there was a way out. I want you to know about it should you ever run into a situation where you need to get a hold of center and you don't have a chart that shows the frequency you need. On the Jepson chart, just above that worthless table of non-located frequencies, over in the margin, it says, quote, "For the correct en route frequency, contact any flight service station on 122.55," end quote. Aha! I tuned up 122.55 and played with the number 2 VOR tuner to determine our position by radial and DME. Well, the reason I did that is because the flight service station specialist will ask you for your radial and DME so he can determine the correct frequency for your location. Just as I was about to press the radio transmit button, I heard this on 121.5 on radio number 2.
Carolina 1445, this is Albuquerque Center on guard. Contact Albuquerque on 120.95.
Great. Now the whole world knows I've messed up. But, swallowing my pride, I rolled 120.95 into radio 1 and checked in. The controller gave me a new frequency to contact, and this time I double-checked the flip-flop switch's position and put the new frequency into the opposite window. Fool me once and all that. Problem solved. Almost. About 5 seconds later, our ACARS box, that's the digital touch screen display we use to get and send in-flight data over a discrete network, chimed. There was a message on it from our dispatcher, and it said, "Contact ATC on 120.95. Well, it's hard to get lost on the radios for very long when you're scooting along at 0.80 Mach with 185 people on board. Everyone keeps an eye on you and lets you know the second you're off track. Point is, keep 122.55 in mind. It comes in really handy when you need it. Oh, the radio call I would have made?
Any flight service station, airliner 1445 on 122.55, 20 northwest of St. John's.
Airliner 1445, this is Prescott Radio. Go ahead.
Airliner 1445 is a Boeing 757 on the St. John 040 degree radial for 22 DME at flight level 370. We are looking for the correct center frequency.
Airliner 1445. Give Albuquerque Center a try on 120.95.
And so on. Pretty simple. I'm Jeff Canarish. Thank you for listening. Be well and fly safe.